This is the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, your host for this K-State podcast. All things K-State. This is the postcast edition of the show. And we're going to focus on men's basketball. Yes, as promised, last couple of days. And K-State men's basketball salvaged the triple header with a upset win over 24th West Virginia in overtime. And boy, this did not look good at all, especially early in the game there. West Virginia putting up 32 points. I probably should go back and check that. Yeah, they scored, it was 32-21, I believe, if I remember correctly, at halftime. And you're wondering, oh man, here we go. What Alex talked about last year on this podcast in the fall semester, talking about the K-State's offense being, you know, kind of wishy-washy in that fact as well. But luckily, the adjustments made by Jerome Tang and his assistants, boy, oh boy, were they spot on, and they made a run in the second half there. And you're thinking at the end of the game, in a regulation, they're going to win, they can pull this out. Nope. Kedron Johnson makes a three late there with 2 seconds left and forces overtime there. You're thinking West Virginia has all the momentum. K-State punched West Virginia in the face in overtime there and pulled away. And by that, they ended up winning this game by six. By 6 points in overtime. And more importantly, K-State men's basketball get on the board first in Big 12 play there as they would look ahead to two critical, I believe they're road games actually, two huge games on the road, Texas tonight. So, again, the road does not get any easier, but boy, this was a huge game to get here, and it did not look good for 20 minutes at all there in that span there. They couldn't make a bucket. At one point, it was what? 12-3 at some point, halfway through the first half in this game. Oh, my goodness. But Marquise Noel, 95% of his points scored. Percent of his points, I should say. Scored in the second half, if you include overtime as well. 21 points in the second half there. End up with 23 in the night. Yeah, as well. And Noel, almost scored the triple-double there. He was 3 steals shy of that. He did have 10 steals. Oh, no, it's not 10 steals. Excuse me. He would have triple-double, 10 assists. Excuse me there as well. But the offense really came alive here. And you're looking at 4 of the 5 guys, right, who are in double digits in this game. I've talked about this recently on the show about K-State needing a third score. Well, they got more than a third score. They got 4 scores in there, and you can probably throw in Dizzy Stills with his 9 off the bench. Mashud, 5. Tyke Green, excuse me, with 2. The only person not to score in this game, Cam Carter, 0 of 8 from the field. And nothing from downtown. He went 0-2 from the three-point line there. And yeah, that's the guy they need to get going. Kim Carter, if they're going to be successful moving forward in Big 12 play there. No points there. Woo! Big old goose egg on the board. But hey, K-State got the win. That's all that matters there. Keontae Johnson, 18 points, 18-6 in 34 minutes of action. 6 rebounds in Bebe, he had a big game in there as well. He ended up with 14 points. He went 6 of 7 from shooting in the game there. And then, of course, Naquan Tomlin, he had another highlight dunk in this game. 11 points, 11-3 there, 4 of 11 from the field in this game. So, K-State, yeah, they really stepped up there in the game, and fortunately, we got the dub, and again, salvage what was a bad day for K-State Athletics. You had the football team lose earlier, the women getting blown out in Austin, and then you think that, oh, K-State's going to get out of their own building didn't bring much, but the response, this team is resilient, man. We're through 13 games now, and then heading into tonight's game against Texas, 13 games, this team does not, this shows no quit whatsoever. It's kudos to this coaching staff that's come in here and put on a new identity for this men's basketball program, which desperately needed it. a time where basketball has been crappy, men's basketball anyways, for the last several years. And with Jerome Tang coming after him, and of course Jerome Tang, of course, doing the Tang thing afterwards, celebrating with the students on midcourt after the fact as well. Huge winner, and the passion, it's there. It shows, obviously, it's there. So definitely huge win for this team. Alex mentioned it on the recent edition to the Pro Boxer Podcast weekly edition. Oh, by the way, our final episode of 2022 out wherever you get your podcast, episode 137 of the podcast. But yeah, now you got bigger fish to fry. You got to go on the road and you got to play Texas here coming up tonight, as I mentioned here earlier. Do I have anything else here? And K-State's actually winning streak now is now tied at 6 games, I believe. So since their last loss at Butler as well here, I'm going to go down in here and see. Yeah, I'm going to go here to Jerome Tang here real quick on the Big 12 conference during the press conference over the weekend. He said, quote, "I have you watched the games today? I think only one road team won today. That was Texas at Oklahoma by 1 point. You know, it's just hard to win in this league, and you just have to be able to put your darnest, be as prepared as possible, play as hard as you can, and if you come out on top, then you got to wash it and move on to the next one. And if you don't come out on top, you have to wash it and move on to the next one. Otherwise, then you start lacking ills there as well." And then of course I'm gonna go ahead right on here, and he talked, and Jerome Tang talked about coming back from 14 point deficit to win this game in OT, quote, "It says a lot, and we do have some very mature guys. We've got some really tough kids, and they are resilient, and they work really, really hard, and also they play with emotion, but they're not emotional, right? So when you're down, they're never bickering at each other, or they're never saying things to each other that, you know, like will fuel a fire. Like they're always speaking confidence to each other, and that's a lot of fun to coach and to be around," end quote. That's what I'm talking about right there. That is exactly what I'm talking about right there. See, last year's couple teams, I think Bruce Weber's teams from last year and the year before wouldn't win this game. Let's just call it what it is right now. They would not win this basketball game at all. So again, like I said a few moments ago on this postcast, it shows, gives Jerome Tang and his coaching staff a lot of credit. They are definitely changing the status very quickly of men's basketball. You get a win against Texas tonight. Oh, come on. You get a win against Texas tonight. Now I gotta get tab I wanted erased, so I gotta open up a new tab and assert that. Yeah, okay, so now a huge road swing for this team. And then, oh yeah, I'm about to finish what I was gonna say before my tab closed out. Yeah, you win this game. You win either at Texas or Baylor, or better yet, you even sweep. Now, again, that's a long shot. You would sweep these teams. You are putting K-State's going to be right up there. And all of that, you're making a huge statement to the rest of the conference there as well. So, again, I'm recording this on the night of Texas. And, as of course, just like the women's game, it's going to be on Longhorn Network. But tonight, K-State hits the road, taking on the Longhorns, and we'll see how well they do. Besides, the last time we saw a Cat team in action, they got ran out of Texas. So that means the women's basketball team, let's call it what it is there. Let's see if Jerome Tang can take Texas to the limit here. They won. I'm going to go back here real quick. They won over the weekend. Yeah, they. I should know that. Won by 1 point. I just read that. It's but against Oklahoma 70-69. And remember, Texas is ranked inside the top 10 there as well. KU was the only team. Everybody won at home, for the exception of Oklahoma there. And Iowa State at home in Ames blew out Baylor, Jerome Tang's former team, 77-62 there. KU had a rally back against Oklahoma State, win by two, and then TCU, 18th in the country, knocked out Texas Tech 67-61. So you know the blueprint of one of the best conferences in college basketball. You're going to bring your lunch pail every night, and K-State's going to have to do that here tonight against Texas if they're going to pull off another monumental upset. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. By the way, K-State bumps up to 12-1 here on the season and 1-0 in the Big 12 Conference going into Austin tonight. Eddie Greer, the Pro Project Podcast. This has been another postcast edition of the PBBD.